So this month is relationship month, right? We've been talking through relationships, as Grace pointed out a little earlier. We've been talking through the first one 3 weeks ago. And I know that's really hard to think back, but can you remember who spoke 3 weeks ago?
Isaac
did, yes. Mm. And what did Isaac talk about?
His relationship.
Loving people like brothers and sisters, assuming that you treat your brothers and sisters well.
Yes. Loving people like brothers and sisters, the way that Jesus wants us to treat brothers and sisters, not necessarily the way that we treat our brothers and sisters. Because, as we all know, we probably don't treat them the best way as we possibly could. 2 weeks ago, what did we talk about? Who talked?
You and Bree.
Bree and I did, right? And what did we talk about? What?
Five
relationships, okay?
Points for I wrote it down on my phone. It was 5 points.
The 5 points of dating.
5 points of dating.
Thank you.
Now, was it like, you shouldn't date, you shouldn't do this, you shouldn't do that, or what was it?
Five things you should look for in a relationship.
That you should look for in a relationship.
You want them to quote our title?
No, not necessarily. That's the 5 points for dating. It was 5 points for successful dating. It was how to date successfully as found in the Bible, as found in the book of Ruth. And really looking at what dating was and is and should be. And that's kind of what we talked about last week. And as we're diving further into this thing of relationships, I wanted to kind of highlight a little bit, because this next relationship that we're talking about is the relationship that deals with sex. And it's February. It's the love month. I'm going to take that out of our podcast because that didn't seem to go well with the talk. We're talking about relationships. We're talking about love. Today we're specifically talking about sex. And I wanted to talk to you guys today, and I want to hear from you guys. What are some things that the world, and not the church, not the Bible, what does the world say that sex is or should be? Yes?
Casual and for fun.
Casual.
Fun.
What else?
One night
stands. Yeah. It's just one night. By the way, I want to stress, guys, that whatever said here stays here. This is a safe place. No one's going to laugh at you. If you share something, this is a safe place to share it. So. And I'm holding you guys to that standard, okay? It's casual. It's fun. It's one night. Yes.
You don't really know the person.
Okay.
Well, I mean,
can you?
You don't know them as well as, like, you just met or you met a few weeks ago, or you don't.
It's a hookup.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. It's not committed. Sometimes. Okay. Any others? It's just whatever. It's sex. Okay.
All you need is consent.
Whatever feels right, right? Whatever feels good. Yes?
The focus is more often on yourself rather than the other person.
Okay. Last couple, any others? Okay. change focus real quickly. What does the church, now not specifically the Bible, but what does the church say about sex?
Wait till marriage.
Wait till marriage, okay.
Between a man and
a
woman.
Man and woman. Yes?
Only with your, like, one person, because you shouldn't want to get a divorce.
Yes.
I was gonna say, it's something that you don't like talk about, or it's kind of like embarrassing to talk about.
It's taboo. You're right.
You should feel shame if you think about it.
Shame. Yes, sorry, Miley.
It's supposed to be like special.
Special, okay. Any more? About what the church says. Okay. Last one. Talked about the world. Talked about the church. What does the Bible say about sex? And that could be the same as what the church says. Could be different.
It's a gift.
It's a gift. You guys are teaching my lesson for me.
Between a man and woman.
Okay. Man and woman. We'll do that again. Yes. It's true. It's the same.
It's a sin outside of marriage.
Sinful out of marriage. Anything else that the Bible says about sex? Yeah.
It's only one person.
One person. Okay. Yeah.
That in marriage it's awesome.
Amen.
It's a wholesome song.
It's true. If you read the Song of Solomon,
how good sex is. Everyone's listening.
No, I didn't know that.
All right. Well, we'll stop there, guys. I want to ask you this before we jump into the Bible. Imagine you were given a gift. This amazing Rice Krispie Treats. I don't know if you guys like Rice Krispie Treats. I could eat a million of these. A million and a half of these, as Forrest Gump would say. But like, there have been times that we've made Rice Krispie Treats and just eaten it out of the bowl. We don't even wait for it to solidify. We just like, om nom nom. We love Rice Krispie Treats. It is the best. I can eat so many of them. So good. But you take Rice Krispie Treats and and it's a gift given to you. And you turn around, you throw it on the floor, you smash it!
What?
You ruined it.
That's a waste of food.
Kids in Africa are starving.
They're probably down downstairs.
Jim, I'll still eat it.
Jim, you have to eat it now.
I'll eat it, Jim.
People in Africa would die.
No!
Your shoes, though.
Eat it.
We take this gift that we've been given. We smash it. We destroy it. And then we put it back in its wrapping. We put it back in its wrapping and we try and give it away. Would you guys want a gift like that?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Whoa, what?
We'll talk a little bit more about that in just a sec. I'm going to read from 1 Corinthians chapter 7. Some of you guys were cringing over the fact that I smashed that Rice Krispie treat. I know it's so good. 1 Corinthians 7, chapter 7, verses 1 through 5. Listen up, guys. If you don't have your Bibles, listen up. Now concerning the matters about which you wrote, it is good for a man not to have sexual relations with a woman. But because of the temptation to sexual immorality, each man should have his own wife and each woman her own husband. The husband should give to his wife her conjugal rights, and likewise the wife to her husband. For the wife does not have authority over her own body, but the husband does. Likewise, the husband does not have authority over his own body, but the wife does. Do not deprive one another, except perhaps by agreement for a limited time, that you may devote yourselves to prayer. But then come together again, so that Satan may not tempt you because of your lack of self-control. If you thought the Bible was boring, you need to read that again, because seriously, that was pretty intense, or it gets pretty intense. So first off, it starts off saying the Corinthians have written a letter to Paul. They're saying, hey, Paul, we want you to answer us a couple questions. And one of the questions was, should a man have sex with his wife? Or should they just not have sex at all, whether they're married or not, so that they could be holier, so that they could be more pleasing to God, so that they wouldn't be distracted? And Paul is saying, no, no, no. You're missing the point. Sex is a gift from God. Thank you, Holly, for pointing that out. Sex is a gift from God. Sex is like this Rice Krispie treat. And God gives each one of us this Rice Krispie treat. And He wants us to honor it. To treat it like a gift. To treat it respectfully, to treat it the way He designed it. Clearly, sex isn't for stomping on. As you guys pointed out earlier, what are you doing, Jim? But so many times our society takes this gift that God has given us and stomps it on the ground. I'm not going to do it again.
Because you'll have the elders coming up here.
Some of you guys have heard of a movie that just came out.
50 Shades of Grey.
I'm sorry.
Hey, Sarah, can you tell us about the movie?
It's called 50 Shades of Grey. And over the past couple of years, I mean, if you've looked at Valentine's Day, there have actually been stories about love. I mean, The Vow came out last year, right? Or a couple years ago. There was Warm Bodies, which was kind of like a parody on love. And there was Valentine's Day, which was a huge love story. But this year...
No strings attached.
No strings... Okay. Well, yeah. I won't touch that. This year... This story about love, quote-unquote, is coming out. But it's really a perversion. It's really taking this idea of love, this idea of sex, and doing what I did with the Rice Krispie treat. It's smashing it on the ground. It's saying that sex shouldn't be between one man and one woman. It models an abusive relationship. It models so much that God is against. And yet so many people are flocking to this movie. And as Christians, we need to stand for what the Bible says. We need to stand and say, no, 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 no. Sex is not what 50 Shades of Grey is. Sex is a gift from God. Sex is an amazing gift from God, and we should treat it as such. So Paul says, or the Corinthians say, should we stop having sex in order to glorify God better? He says, no, 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 you should have sex with your wife. Each man should have his wife. Each woman should have her husband. and honor each other with the sex. Honor each other with it. So many times the world says that sex is all about self. It's all about me. It's all about how I feel. Whatever feels good. Whatever feels right. But Corinthians says it differently. Sex is a gift that God has given us, but it's also a gift that we give to our spouses. I'm going to take this Rice Krispie treat.
You better not eat it.
He's going to eat it right now.
Who wants a bite?
Not me.
Hit me up.
Take a bite from somewhere.
Wait, this is Bundy, give me some of that.
Who wants a bite?
No. I want a Bundy bite. I want a Bundy bite.
Anyone else
want
a bite?
I'm just kidding.
Anyone else
want
a bite?
Hey,
it's called Smoothies.
Yeah,
it's
called
what?
I don't know what that phrase
is.
There's another one.
Can you go from back here?
You see?
I
can
go back.
Anyone else
want
a bite? What's he trying to get?
I'll eat the rest.
Anyone else over here? Anyone want
a
bite?
Give me a Bundy.
We all just share the gift.
Why don't you eat it?
Guys, this is a gift that we've been given from God, right? And sometimes we take it out of its package and we give it around. We let people take bites out of it. And we treat it like this. And then when we're about to get married, and when we're about to get married to the one person that we're supposed to spend the rest of our life with, that God has given us this gift to share with that one person, we stick it back in its wrapping. Put a little bit of tape on it and say, here. How many of you guys would want a Rice Krispie treat if I gave it to you like this? Now, not just because it's a Rice Krispie treat, but be honest. The girls back there didn't want to buy it because it's unsanitary. Right? But we try and pass this off as acceptable. As the gift that we are giving to our future spouse. How sad is that? When we take a Rice Krispie treat, wrapped in its entirety, completely whole, this is the gift that God has designed us to give to our future spouse. This is the way that God designed it. Now I want to tell you guys something. I want to stress this. If you've messed up, I'm not trying to come down on you. I messed up before I got married. So don't take this as Jim harping down on you. Don't take this as Jim condemning you. No. I want to tell you this, that Jesus provides healing. Jesus provides grace. Jesus provides forgiveness. And if you have messed up, if your Rice Krispie treat does look like this, then be honest with it. Go into it asking Christ for forgiveness. Go into it with complete honesty with your future spouse. And present it. It will be hard. It will be difficult. But ultimately, there is forgiveness. There is renewal and restoration. It's not worth throwing out if you've messed up. Jesus forgives. And Jesus restores. So sex is a gift. Sex is a gift that we receive from God. Sex is should be handled the way that God has intended it. Between a man and a woman, between one spouse, or two spouses, one relationship. It's not all about you, but it's as if you're giving a gift to your spouse. It's as if you are presenting your Rice Krispie treat to your spouse. It's not all about what I can get out of it. It's not all about what you can get out of it. It's offering yourself to your wife or to your husband. I know right now you guys are in high school. And thinking about your future spouse is really difficult. Because you don't know, one, you don't know who they are. Two, you're 16, 17, 14, 15. You know, you're in your teens and yet 19. And yet you're not there yet. But I want to encourage you. Don't lose sight. Don't forget that one day you will have a spouse if you're supposed to get married. Don't lose sight of that. Because when you meet them, you want to present your gift whole and the way that God intended it for them. Let me pray, and then we'll get going with what we're doing next. Father, thank you so much for this time. God, I just pray for perseverance for all these teenagers, God. I know it's difficult to keep our eyes focused on you and to know that somewhere down the line there is someone that you have planned for them. God, I just pray that you... grant them the strength that they need to hold on to the till their wedding day, to hold on to keep the gift that you have for them intact, God. Thank you so much, Father, for your word and for your grace and your mercy and your forgiveness. In your name I pray. Amen.